Blog Talk Radio.
This is Master Griot Radio, channel 13 on your NBBTA Internet Radio dial. I'm Jacqueline Taylor Adams, and I am your host for this moment in time. It's time for purpose-driven words, shaping thoughts, building minds, true wealth, communities, and legacies.
If my words had wings, they'd fly to you each day.
And I also want them to get the balance of being human, like the humanity in the artist, meaning like having sexual fantasies and going to that fantasies and being faithful, you know, love and my perspectives of love.
Because I let you pass me by. Now I gotta wait on destiny for our path to cross again, again, again. Maybe I will have more courage by then. But I hope you remember my name, so maybe one day we can.
Like I never once faked it. It's hard to be patient when you see what you want. Your eyes follow me around, reading my thoughts. I'm trying to keep it professional. Business life now, a lot of people's around, but the chemistry is loud. Now you feeling on my arm, you got a little charm. I'm pausing, I hope you ain't a false alarm. Cause it's like, I really don't know your situation. You might have two wives and a newborn baby. So I'ma lay low like a Jane Doe and get the mad. Do the homework, call you about a day and a half. And if you check out, then maybe we can check out. If we like the same thing, just in case he's soulmates, somehow or some way, we about to get familiar.
I believe in what we share. Even if it does not last, it was worth taking a chance and making my fantasies come true. The main character is you. So I hope you remember my name, so maybe one day.
Relax yourself, relax yourself, relax yourself, relax yourself, relax yourself, relax yourself, relax yourself.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome here to the Media Mix. It's Pure Tea Marketing Madness here on Master Grill Radio, a program of the National Black Business Trade Association's Radio Live. Today, our special guest is scheduled to be Bruce George, co-founder of Deaf Poetry Jam and founder and co-editor of the Bandana Republic, along with Luis Reyes Rivera. And we're going to be talking about marketing a good book. The Bandana Republic is scheduled to release May 28, 2008. It's an anthology by gang members and their affiliates. And we're going to talk about the book, its content, how Soft Skull Press and Luis Rivera, how they're all marketing the book and the message. So we're going to just talk about that today here on the Media Mix Live. As we wait for Bruce to come on the line, we're going to check out some hot spoken word. This is Tommy Bottoms, HBO Deaf Poet and Master Griot Artist with That's Revolution.
In my life with a novel yet to be written. And since I can't turn a page, I burn a stage when I'm spitting. Ripping with God-given ability, with the agility of Walter Payton in his prime. See, I'm a bad poker hand. See, I'm one of a kind. And my man Sully, who liked to ride the Koofies, man, he hit it on the dime when he told me that revolution will always be considered a crime. So I have no choice but to run against the grain, because I am revolution. And that's no metaphor, no silly gimmick. I don't do poetry. I live it. I don't recite it. I spit it. In this game of life was a death match, so best believe I'm in it to win it. And I walk in the spirit of Malcolm X and Nat Turner. I'm a crook and a bookworm with a blunt and a burner. And I told Ted Turner there's a new mouth in the South, because when I cock back my tongue, it'll make your brains hang out. See, I didn't master this lyrical misogyny. See, I'm the difference between chaos and harmony. See, I'm a quiet ride that's too cold to hold, so don't even try it. See, I'll put your fat farm on the diet, because I'm raising the stakes of this game so high that Viacom can't even buy it. And speaking of the medium, really getting heated with all these black radio and television stations always acting like the community activists, but actually perpetuate the vague mentality that's pulling us backwards. Bastards booby-trapped the airways with buffoonery and blackface. Now, bet they got a bad taste in their mouth from all that bullshit they be talking. And since I'm up here soapboxing, I might as well go ahead and say it. The National Association for the Advancement of Colored People is an outdated organization. I mean, when was the last time somebody called you colored? Man, it's time to face the fact that we live in a drug and thug culture of X and crack and coke and smacking. These young cats is fresh off the Similac and already know how to load a gat and flip a pack and become high school dropouts to hit the block because they street game is way tighter than a jump shot. And I'm sorry, but you can't fix no shit like that with a boycott. See, it's time to revolutionize the revolution. And playing politics is organized confusion. And you can't pick up a nine and just start shooting. You got the first pinpoint your target, because if you want to battle the beast, you got to be a marksman, because a sharp mind makes a sharp shooter. So with one single thought, you can devise a plot to take over the world with a gat and a laptop computer. Because, see, that's revolution, because the primary purpose of people in power is to make sure they maintain their power. So the powers that be will never provide the people with the proper path to power, because that would be a conflict of interest. And since knowledge is power, you got to be relentless in your pursuit of the truth with the visions of a condemned man trying to prove his innocence. That's revolution.
Youngest son, check it. Dear Willie, tell them we are rising up from the ashes of oppression, brushing the dust of poverty off the wings of this phoenix. Glory awaits my arrival. Briefly contemplate my history, the misery of my people's plight, the lynchings on the late night, injustice, miseducation, racist views, sensationalized news about black-on-black crime, crime-riddled neighborhoods, crying babies, dying babies, or what's wrong with this scenario? Here we go, millions more marching, rising, reaching for new beginnings. It's within me. Take my hand, let me push up this ladder, the stairway to heaven. Please believe me, we gon' make it. Back from all the bullshit, the bullwhip that once beat the back of blacks now gives me strength. And this is my declaration, I am rising. And the last thing I'll let you do is break me. Humbled by circumstance, meek has been the position of my placement. I hail from the basement of America, and somehow this has come home to hell. Help me change this. Rise with me, build with me. Holler if you're feeling me. Tell them we are rising, and there's nothing they can do about it. My mother's name is Nature, and she deems it necessary for us to come back home and kneel at the throne of our father. His nickname is God. My brothers call him Allah, Elohim, Yahweh, Jehoshaphat, Hosanna, Jehovah God, the Alpha and Omega. He walked the earth in a shell called Jesus. He placed Muhammad on the mountain and told the wind to come down and told the surge and the waters avenged him. But somehow things are going a little too far for far Lord Dunbar and told all we're coming. And now we're off and running, and I'm bringing a whole gang of positive people with me. Ghetto child, you're beautiful. Never think less or accept less or give anything less than your best in everything. Rise above life's pitfalls, all of y'all. Keep going, keep moving, keep striving, keep rising. We didn't land on Plymouth Rock. Plymouth Rock landed on us. You've been hoodwinked, bamboozled, run amok, let them stray. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. Betty, son, we rising. What you thought we was gonna stay asleep? The force of the nation have awakened the spiritual beast. The lion and Judah roars, the falcon soars. We taking food for thought out the panther's jaws. For 400 years we've been integrated to a burning house. Now the Oval Office on fire. The poetic messengers throwing gas on the flame. Told y'all we gonna change the game. We rising. The church is recommitted to doing God's work. Open the doors to the jail, release the prisoner wars to the streets. Evacuate the class, the children are marching and dying. Hear that? Conscious shots are firing. No more lying, no more dying. You imperialist, the devil got fat when my people starved. We want in. This is more than poetic music. I got a revolutionary heart, ain't scared to use it. By any means necessary, vengeance is mine, says the Lord. But please, God, use it as a sword to cut the head off the devil and his angels. King, it's time to atone. Take back your soul, your children at stake. Queen, clean up your home. From slave plantation, segregation, a crack crippled nation, and black on black common sense dumb. And through all this, how can Jesus Christ still not come? But the streets is beating the drum from his belly, son. And I never lost a fight. My life, if I did, it was fixed. But they got to come through sight if you want to get the grip. We true life lyricists. See, this ain't hip-hop, R&B, or poetry. This is word art, paint pictures from God. And it's easy as breathing when I'm flowing it. Last we just met, you already know where this is going. Say the children, say the streets. Black kids, follow me. Drop sign, God in me. Black life, poetry, black love, you know it's me. We got wings, we flying, we glow, we shining. Today, tomorrow, we rising.
All right, we're back here on the Media Mix Live, and we're talking marketing madness. And we have a special caller on the line. How are you? Hello, caller from the 818.
Hello.
Hi, how are you today?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good.
That's great. So you're calling in for the show?
Yeah, I got an invitation to listen to Bruce George.
Yes, so I need to let everyone know, I was waiting for Bruce to call in, and I was calling him wondering what happened, and I just see he posted on MySpace that the show is at 10 p.m., so obviously we've gotten our communications crossed, so we are going to re-air at 10 p.m., so I was just looking around, and I just happened to see that he posted it on MySpace for 10 p.m., so that is probably why he hasn't called in yet. But, yeah, well, in the meantime, what is your interest for calling in was to speak directly with Bruce?
No, the invitation says to call in to the talk radio for the marketing mix. That was the invitation, so that's what I'm doing.
Oh, yes, understandable. So I just wondered if you had interest in marketing books.
No, I just wanted to listen to the show. I was invited, so.
All righty. Well, great. So you were invited from, where'd you receive your invitation from? Which network?
From Black Business Space.
All right. Well, this is a Black Business Space program. So we thank you for calling in. And what's your name?
My name is Vanessa. Who am I speaking with?
This is Jacqueline Taylor Adams, your host for this morning.
Paula.
Hi. Hey, Vanessa.
What's up, girl?
So, turn this talk to, I mean, we're still here on Marketing Mix and
okay,
a weekly program, and we do talk about marketing.
Okay.
And the book, The Vandana Republic, and we're still spreading this offer, and we will re-air again at 10 p.m.
All righty. Now, so like, I'm in California, so is
on, I have Bruce on the other line, so... what I'm going to do, I'm going to play a piece while I'll speak to Bruce. He's on the other line right now, okay?
All right.
So,
thanks.
Hold on.
Here's to the flag of mine, the red, black, and green. Hopes in its future bright, Africa has seen. Here's to the red of it, great nation shall know of it. Red blood shall flow of it, historians shall write of it. Great flag of mine. Here's to the black of it, 400 million back of it. Whose destiny depends on it, the red, black, and green of it. Old flag of mine. Here's to the green of it, young men shall dream of it. Face shall the shells of it, waving so high. Here's to the whole of it, colors bright and whole of it. Pleased is my soul with it, thank God for giving it. Great flag of mine.
Go ahead, fellas. Let them hear it.
We say you are a glory for all that you have done. We bow down in praise for the fight and victory won. Black man coming around for the heart.
blood on our chest. We took 500 GMs of this questionable mess. Y'all better get y'all sold to God because your butt I'm gon' bless. The method to the RBG is all we gon' need. And when we get it, we gon' make y'all rotten souls bleed. Oh, jeez, I think they hate the verse that I'm laying. Maybe they gon' get on their knees and just start praying. And when they crack a hit you in the back of your neck, just remember me saying, get your mind in check.
Okay, we have on the line now. We have Ruth Stewart, who's on the line with us.
Hey, what's up? Media Mix Live,
and it's Marketing Madness here on Master Griot Radio. And I want to cut. Unfortunately, there's construction work being done around. So this is the Media Mix Live here on Master Griot Radio. We have two callers on the line. We have Vanessa from 818, and we also have a caller from the 201 area code. Would you announce yourself?
Kamal Imani.
Hi, Kamal. How are you?
I'm fine.
I'm Kamal.
Hey, what's up, brother?
I'm blessed, man.
All right. I know you are. I got the email, so I don't have that much time, but I wanted to call in and take advantage of the opportunity, and I want to congratulate you on the great anthology. It's kind of like you're welcome. It's kind of like a Quran or Bible of poetry and just the written word, and I know it's going to be here forever.
Well, I appreciate that, man. We appreciate you being a part of it as well.
The listeners need
to know that. That you submitted a fire piece. And, gang leaders said to me that the Bandana Republic is going to be required reading for their soldiers.
That's huge.
I was with an OG Blood yesterday, OG Blood Burner, and this brother is going for his master's. He's still caught up in that life, but yet at the same token, he has his whole set that's going to, he's going to make sure that every last one of them have this book. And I'm getting that from the Latin Kings. I'm getting that from the Crips, the Blood, everything, you name it. Everybody's talking about making sure that this is required reading. So that is something that is very, very, very important to me,
Definitely.
In this movement.
Definitely.
Yeah. So that was a hell of a compliment right there.
All right. Well, as an introduction to our guests, because we're all just coming on and just to let everybody know, we're going to re-air. We're going to do this one more time at 10 p.m. this evening because it's for our MySpace listeners and all. We'll be doing it one more time at 10 p.m. But this is the Media Mix Live, Purity Marketing Madness here on Master Griot Radio. And our guest for today is Bruce George, co-founder of Deaf Poetry Jam, founder and co-editor of the Bandana Republic, an anthology by gang members and their affiliates, also co-edited by Luis Reyes Rivera. And we have one of the contributing writers on the line, Kamal Imani. And we're here to talk about a good book, and the Bandana Republic will be released publicly on May 28th, 2008. So you can order your book right now, and we're just going to talk about marketing the book, its message, and gang culture, and why we need to listen. Mm-hmm. So we just want to first welcome Bruce George and tell us
appreciate you, Bruce. Yeah, I really appreciate you. As an active activist, for me, it's about creating platforms for our brothers and sisters out there to be able to not only get the word out, but also to eat off of as well, a lot of times we get it twisted, man. There's this economic element to struggle, that we need to pay attention to is not just about raising your fist and getting arrested.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's also about creating economic opportunities. Specifically, if you don't have the capital, you get the punishment.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's very important that we also focus on that. We need to have bail fund money for people, our brethren and sisters that's on the front line. We need to just organize in general. And so, you know, the starving artist mentality and you know, you get these pseudo-revolutionaries that have this mentality that, you know, money is like a real, real, real bad thing. Mm-hmm. All right, cool, it's the root to all evil, but at the same token, you know, when you get arrested, you need to get bailed out or whatever. Mm-hmm. You know, we just need it to keep the wheels turning. And so, you know, what I'm striving to do is create platforms. Like with the Bandana Republic, every last individual gang member, leader, or affiliate will have the opportunity to get 50% off of the book plus free shipping. And we set it up that way. So they're going to be able to eat off of this book as well. And part of the proceeds are going to the American Illinois with Brother Kubla Torre and American Illinois, American in LA with Big Jim Brown, who has written the foreword to the book, the Hall of Famer, Jim Brown. And and that's coming out of my own personal, royalties or whatever. And because that's what it's all about. They're doing great work with American, you know, helping offset gang violence and getting these guys matriculated back into society. And so this book is not about glorifying gangs. If anything, it's about giving them a platform. And when you read it, it's not just poetry. It's prose. It's short stories. It's quotes. And actually, one of the quotes states that from a gang member states that a leader, I believe, said, gang banging is not a lifestyle. It's a death style. And that's from Bone. He's at Athens Park Blood. He did the HBO joint, Bastards of the Party. That's my dude. He's a real, real, real good dude. He was in various different videos or what have you. But, you know, he's putting it down, you know. And I'm excited about this book because it's never been done. This is a literary first. When you talk about gang literature, usually it's biographical or autobiographical in nature. Mm-hmm. And anything that remotely resembles an anthology usually is just two gangs, two sets, Crips and Bloods or Latin Kings and Bloods or whatever. With this, I mean, it's like a rainbow coalition of gangs. You know, you're talking the Norenos, Norteños, you're talking MS-13, you're talking, you know, Crips, Bloods, People, Folk, Vice Lords, you know, Zulu Nation, you know. And when we say gang, you know, I want the listeners to really understand the fact that that's a generic term. What they really are street tribes or street organizations. Mm. You know, I've even had gang members say, yo, it's real bold of me to do a project like this. But as an activist, I'm a firm believer. Like Garvey said, men in earnest don't concern themselves with consequences. You know, I could easily hide behind a Peabody Award and hide behind my awards and this and this and that and, you know, be on some old Hollywood type thing and, you know, write a check to the United Negro College Fund once a year and pat myself on the back and think I'm doing something. But you know what, though? It's about being on the front line and being strikeable in the striking distance. And that's where my heart is at. You heard? And that's how I get there.
All right. Bruce, tell us a little bit about Luis Reyes Rivera, who also co-edited.
Yeah, he's going to be, Luis Reyes Rivera is going to be on tonight. He's my partner, mentor. I mean, just an amazing, amazing guy. He has written a book, several books, one book called Scattered Scriptures, which is a powerful, it's like one poem. It's like this long, long, long one poem that's totally off the hook. He was a professor at various universities. Luis Reyes Rivera is a guru. I mean, he is a historian, Pan-Africanism, Latin history, African history, you name it. He was also a chaplain, you know, for the Marcy Projects in Brooklyn. So he was a chaplain, gang member. I come out of gang culture. And, you know, several of them, you know, growing up in New York, you know, I was with different crews or what have you. And, you know, and not posturing myself like I was some big gangster or whatever. No, for us in New York, it was more or less like an avenue for us to be able to just click up and vibe and just, you know, it replaced those programs that were taken away from us, you know, the boys clubs and stuff like that. So to us, it wasn't even really like we didn't consider ourselves a gang. We considered ourselves just homeboys that were a band of brothers that was just putting in work and just doing our thing. And, yeah, we were, you know, wilding out, and young boys do that. And so, but Lewis is one of my mentors, an amazing dude, a real dude. And he had the heart to jump on the bandwagon and put this thing down. And so, but Lewis, he's a real true inspiration to me and a whole lot of other people.
Okay. You know?
So you're going to hear more from him tonight.
All righty, that's really great.
About him tonight.
And Kamal, how did you come into play?
Well, since this wonderful internet came into being, I had was just searching the internet for places I could post my poetry and music, and I found the Bandana Republic, and I saw where you could submit, you know, poetry and things, and I didn't really consider the 5% Nation of Gods and Earth a gang, you know, like you said. It was something that grabbed me as a youth and had me to start reading, like, the autobiography of Malcolm X and then the Panthers and then all kinds of religions and ancient studies. So when I found it, I said, well, I'm going to try to submit, you know, a few of these poems and just see what happens. And that's all I ever do is just try, you know. And that was a while ago, you know. And, you know, next thing you know, a relationship developed, and then they said it was accepted. So what? So you know, I'm real glad, and the real reason, not the real reason, but like the main thing that really that I really appreciate is I was reading poetry anthologies when I was about 7 years old that my grandmother would give me that would have a Mary Baraka, Sonia Sanchez, Nikki Giovanni, and
there you go.
Yeah, and that stuck with me, and that's what got me into poetry and helped me with hip-hop as well, you know. So that stuck with me. So this book is like five times as thick as the books that I used to read, you know, and it's something I could give to my son and my nephews and my nieces, you know. And so it's just beautiful. Like, even if I wasn't in it, when I just to have it and see it so thick with so much in it, you know, it's just historical. So I'm just proud of the book in general.
We're happy to have you, bro. I mean, you're a good brother. Your reputation precedes you.
Thank you.
And, you know, this book is going to really dispel a lot of myths about people in this gang life or culture, what have you. Because, you know, even the word gang, you know, it has this connotation. You know, the word thug, I mean, come on, that was an ancient Hindu word that was first used to describe religious fanatics, you know, who murdered and robbed on behalf of the Kali, which was a goddess of destruction, you know. You know, and just like the word ghetto, the word ghetto was a word that was used in Germany, okay, to signify their you know, neighborhoods or what have you, dilapidated neighborhoods.
Right.
But, you know, they take these nomenclatures and they put it on us, okay? And the same thing with the word hoe, you know, and bitch and the whole nine, you know, and they take these words and apply it to us as if we is applicable strictly to us and we are the ones that created it, you know? And so, I mean, you know, it's this book is about really, really getting their information, getting their words out. And I'm very, very excited about it. You know, when you talk about, I mean, it talks about the notion of how the police department, when you really understand or overstand the history of them, they're not about guarding people. They're about guarding property.
Right.
You know, and talk about thugs. You know what I'm saying? If you look at that definition, the true definition of it, a lot of them fall right into that.
True.
You know, because they were first bounty hunters. Mm-hmm. And they laid the foundation today for what we call policemen.
Wow.
You know, when they took the high seas, they became known as pirates and buccaneers of the late 1600s.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then the United States in the 19th and in the 20th century, then they were called gangsters. So things move, you know what I'm saying? I mean, Mayor Daley in Chicago was a gang member, okay? And because of his skin privilege, he was able to track from gangs into politics or from gangs into the fire department or from gangs into the police department. But people of color or African people, African descent or African people in general, you know, black and brown people, what have you, red people, we weren't given that skin privilege to track from so-called gangs into politics and unions. Okay, so that's the you know, that's the BS right there.
So heavy.
Well, I'd like to take a moment and read the foreword, piece of something from the foreword by James Jim Brown.
Okay, you want to read something from it?
Well, you have it to read.
I mean,
you have it in
see
front
something.
Of you.
Okay, hold on for a second. Let me just see something. Yeah, Jim Brown said this is one of the most well-researched books he's read in his life.
Mm-hmm.
Let me read just a little bit. You know, he said, Jim Brown said, "The Bandana Republic is the most provocative, researched, educational, opinionated piece of work that I've ever read. When you think of colonizing and the effects of it on a people, you realize when you read the work like The Bandana Republic that is very hard to draw any one conclusion. But I must say, just from the standpoint of research, to be able to name names of hundreds of freedom fighters, revolutionaries, and misguided individuals who appear in this work is amazing. You know, the one thing that I never do is look at a great book, a great anthology, and try to draw one conclusion. What you will get from this work is that the human spirit will always survive. The instinct for survival is the heart of mankind. People will always resist oppression. They will do it by any means necessary, sometimes defeating their own purpose, sometimes imitating their suppressors. You know, in this one, or in its own provocative way, the Bandana Republic makes you think, reflect, cry the whole nine yards." And so this, you know, and it goes on and on and on and on and on. But, you know, I'm real excited about it because this is something that has never been done. And these young brethren and sisters who are in this culture are extremely excited about this book, you know, and I'm extremely excited. Ruby D submitted a piece to this book. Malik Gilbert from New York Undercover submitted a piece to this book. The late, great Oscar Brown Jr. submitted a piece to this book. Fred Hampton Jr., the son of the, you know, the late, you know, Panther leader, Fred Hampton, you know, submitted a piece in his book. I mean, I am very, 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 very excited about it.
Okay.
This is going to go into the canon of literary history, you know?
Yeah. Now, our show here is about marketing, so we're going to talk about, you know, the marketing strategy. How do you market, you know, such a book? Is it mostly marketed to, you know, literary enthusiasts? How do you get it, you know, just the common person? You know, all the major bookstores. I mean, you know, what's the strategy?
Right. Well, you know, I'm going to answer that question, but I'm going to answer that question in a way where your listeners, regardless to or irrespective of whatever career they're in, they need to take this knowledge and run with it. Because it's all about branding and, you know, and marketing if you want to get whatever product you have out. As far as the book goes, I'm using every and any avenue that I could use to market this book. First and foremost, people say that. Word of mouth is the fastest form of communication. It's faster than television, radio, the whole nine, everything put together is faster than any of that. Okay, so I tell people, when you have a product, when you speak to people, I mean, talk it up. You know, talk it up. You know, so every time I'm in the street or I'm somewhere, I'm like, "Yo, listen, the Bandana Republic, the Bandana Republic, the Bandana Republic." I didn't. They got the Bandana Republic bed sheets and wallpaper. Okay, you have to almost be borderline schizophrenic with it. Mm-hmm. So well, for me, I utilize first, you know, word of mouth.
Mm-hmm.
And secondly, the internet. I think a lot of people have yet to be comfortable with that form of technology. You know, it's, you know, very frightening to a lot of people because it's a very powerful tool. Use the internet. There's Ning accounts. We have, you know, the MySpace page. We've had the Bandana Republic MySpace page popped up for like years now. Okay, on the Bandana Republic MySpace page, we have the highest proliferation of gang members in all of MySpace.
Mm-hmm.
And when they get there, yeah, I lure them in through the gangster rap. But guess what? There's PSAs on there. There's Bible verses, daily Bible verses. I reel them in, and once I reel them in, then I give them the information that I want to give them.
Okay.
And so I utilize all internet social networks. So you have these social networks that are cropping up and popping up. It's important that you take advantage of all of those internets. I have several different internet, you know, social networks that I'm affiliated with for quite a bit. I don't worry about the spam. I just email. I mean, somebody, they give me a spam or whatever, I just delete the shit and keep it moving. But the point I'm making is that word of mouth, I utilize all my avenues online, starting with MySpace and all these other different social online networking, you know, ventures or what have you, or platforms. And then also I utilize just people, you know, because what I do is, my mantra is this: position and leverage. Position yourself with powerful people, and then you leverage yourself. I use that. That is, I mean, believe you me, I consult with over 14 different businesses and never had taken a business course the first.
Mm-hmm.
And all I do basically is just teach people how to make sense, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so it's real simple. It's not complicated. It doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure it out. So for me, it's about focus, staying focused, and it's about just gaining as much penetration as possible in terms of branding and the whole nine. So I utilize every and any avenue I can to get this book out. You know, whether it's in print media, whether it's in electronic media. If it's in print media, like let's say if it's dealing with even flyers, postcards, you know, organizations that I'm affiliated with, I'm getting postcards and flyers to them, like the ACLU, the December 12th movement, the Code, the October 22nd movement, the Malcolm X grassroots movement, you know, Millions from Omea with Pam Africa and Ramona Africa. They're doing a fantastic job with that movement. The MOVE organization, the Yuhuru movement, the FTP movement, the Red, Black, and Green movement, you name it. You know, I'm plugged into these movements as an activist. So I just utilize that network, you know, that connection to get the word out. And it's buzzing like crazy. I mean, it's beyond buzzworthy, right, at this juncture.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, a fever pitch. I mean, just the cover alone, people are going nuts over the cover alone because of the fact that it has a certain energy, and I prayed over it. And by the way, I want your listeners to know I had to get permission to go with that cover. All right? If I didn't get permission, I wouldn't be on the phone with you right now. I have 5 grandchildren that I would love to see grow up. You heard?
Mm-hmm.
You know? So I had to get permission to, you know, it had to be blessed from all these different leaders. So just, I mean, this book, when they say you can't judge a book by its cover, you can judge a book by this cover. You can judge this book by this cover. Okay? Because there's gang symbols in between the bandanas. There's the 8 major bandanas. When you talk about gang culture, there's 8 major bandanas, and I have all 8 major bandanas, and I cover all gangs, so-called gangs.
Mm.
And so we're excited. When you read the book, you're going to realize that it's an indictment against America, you know, in terms of the social political aspect of it.
Mm.
You know, people put all this focus and attention on gangs. Well, guess what? When you talk about gang violence, it accounts for less than 2%. But yet domestic violence is 15-16%.
Mm-hmm.
Why we don't put a focus on domestic violence?
Yeah.
You know, that's real. It's right now, as I'm talking to you, some woman is getting slapped up or assaulted, or some man is getting slapped up or assaulted from his woman or a woman or whatever. They don't talk about that. Domestic violence, how many men getting their asses whooped or whatever, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So it's a part of my language. So it's It's one of those things. I would love to read a short poem from a brother by the name of Reginald Sinclair Lewis,
okay,
who is on death row, and he submitted a piece. It's real, real, real short.
Okay,
he said, okay,
just real quick, we're going to go to a real short commercial, about one, less than a minute, and then you're going to come back with the reading the poem.
Okay, that's what's up. Looking forward.
Right.
Hello, everyone. My name is Donna McKeithen, and I am founder of Exodus International Group. We are a tour and meeting planning company located in Alexandria, Virginia. We provide quality, cost-effective vacations, cruises, and tour packages, as well as historical and educational programs for groups and individuals. Also, call us if you need international meeting assistance for your business or church. We are your cultural connection to the continent of Africa. Visit places like Ghana and Senegal and the Gambia and Mali and South Africa. Also, travel to Europe and Asia and the Caribbean and South America. And we offer many other destinations around the world. Interested in international business or coach class tickets? Give us a call. Our staff has over 20 years of experience in the tourism and travel industry. Visit our website at www.xisandxray.com or call us at 703-971-9660. Thank you.
Everybody who's headed for Cali, cause the Black Business Space Value Tour is headed to Los Angeles, California for the 4th annual LA Black Book Expo at Exposition Park, Saturday, June 14, 2008. But before we get to Cali, the New York Black Expo has been rescheduled. But ain't no stopping us now. We're on the move. So in the BBS family fashion, the BBS Value Tour will do New York at BBS member Dion Lieutenant, creator of the Lockdown, national product launch and rock the Lockdown fashion show on May 10, 2008 at the National Black Theater in Harlem, New York. Now what does this mean for you? You get an even better bang for your marketing buck. Two cities for the price of one, as if the deal wasn't already a steal. This is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Our next stops are Chicago, Philadelphia, and back to L.A. for even larger venues, so the investment will increase. Get in while the getting's good. Join BBS's ITV Girl and others in maximizing this relationship while creating vertical paradigms. Request your ad and sponsor package by joining the online experience at www.bbsvaluetour.com, calling 1-888-846-9811 or email info@bbsvaluetour.com. Come on aboard and join in. The BBS Value Tour is bringing the value of community, UNITY, to a city near you, because what else is Black love like?
What is black love? What is black love? What is black love? What is black love like? Okay. Are you going
to
share that poem with us, Bruce?
Oh, without a doubt. Without a doubt. Yeah, I was listening to you. That was you busting those nuts. Those nuts. That was a Freudian slip. No.
Yeah.
No.
I played the wrong commercial, too. I didn't mean to play
okay.
That one.
Okay. All right. That's what's up. I didn't know you were you doing your thing like that. That's what's up. For real.
All right.
Yeah, so the name of this poem is called Leaving Death Row, right, from Reginald Sinclair Lewis. And he submitted this piece to me a while ago. You know, I've been working on this book now for over 3 years. And so this is a very profound piece. Check it. 15 years from home and I'm maxed out. My stuff's all packed. I'm through the bowls with tatted legal briefs and lost appeals. stacks of tear-stained letters in a collection of haunting photographs of old girlfriends. Can't leave without hollering at the homies. The brother with no TV gets my portable Zenith. The aspiring young rapper earned my radio. The George Jackson wannabe needs my books. And even though the old con downstairs ain't got but one leg, let him have my scruffy old shoes, because where I'm going, I won't be needing them. I went out like this and winged back plenty of times. From the lush landscapes of daydreams, the deep blue infinity of madness, all the way from the last minute reprieve of the executioner's potion. One way or the other, I'm leaving death row. You know what I'm saying? Type of work that's in his book.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that is heartfelt. You know, when I read that, I was like floored. You know, there's a saying, you know, from a Latino brother doing life in San Quentin prison. He said the tragedy of life is what dies in a man while he lives.
Mm.
You know, you can't get no profounder than that. That's like saying I'm the walking dead.
Mm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
For real. So, you know, we're excited about this book, for real.
All right. Well, we're really excited about it. Now, we did promise our listeners here an exclusive discount if you pre-order in volume. So for all of you who are teachers, this is great reading for your students. It's a great review.
Exactly.
It's definitely, you know, current events, talking about gang culture, just different cultures, societies. It's, you know, it's not just black people. It's, you know, it's all different ethnicities. So it's a real a study of people, you know, culture and all. So we really recommend it for our teachers, especially in our urban schools and societies, because this is what the children are experiencing anyway. So
exactly,
to bring something, you know, academic and relevant and, you know, to the table for a valid discussion is definitely what we want to engage in. So we're inviting teachers that, you know, if you just order, anybody who wants to order 5 books or more, and you have to mention
that information.
Yeah.
You have the information, or you want me to give it to them?
You go ahead.
Okay, if you want to order the book, and I'm going to give them a real nice discount. So you're talking like 50% off. And so, and they would have to order it from Perseus, P-E-R-S-E-U-S, which is a Greek word. I don't remember the exact definition of it. Perseus Order Department. And they should call 800-343-4499.
Okay. Now, for that great 50%.
Use my name.
Yeah. Now, for that great 50% discount, we're going to, because this is about raising revenue. So a 50% discount, that is a real bulk discount. So we're going to ask that, you know, if you want to, for the 50% discount, you have to order a minimum of a case. You got to do 24 for a 50% discount.
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned that.
Okay. Now, if you don't need as many, then we will extend a 25% discount if you want to order 5 or more books.
There you go.
Now, the book retails for $17.95, so you really can't beat...
$16.95.
Oh, $16.95.
Mm-hmm.
So you really can't beat that discount. So if you just order the book, like we said, we're going to give out the information one more time.
Okay.
And then...
Perseus,
mm-hmm.
Order Perseus Auto Department, and the number is 1-800-343-4499. That's 1-800-343-4499.
Now you must mention.
You know, my name.
Yeah, you must mention not just Bruce George, but you must
That's
mention
it.
A show that you heard, the Media Mix Live with Bruce George.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Exactly.
When you
Master
mention
Griot.
That, yeah, Master Griot. When you mention that, what you will do. When you order 5 books, between 5 and 23 books, you'll receive a 25% discount. If you want 24 books or more, you'll get a whopping 50% discount. Now, this is you can't get this all the time. So how long are we going to give them to get this?
You name it.
Okay. Well, we're going to give you 1 week up until the next show, which is the 21st. So you have up through May 21st to order this. Now, if you are a teacher and you need to do a purchase order and that needs to be the process, just give me a call first at 1-888-846-9811. And, you know, because I know sometimes the bureaucratic wheels are slow to run. So let us know if you want to order and you have a purchase order. If you have the authority to order, then we will extend that discount until your purchase order comes through. You just have to prove it, you know, let us know that you actually have the authority, you know, to do that order, and we will extend it. And if you give us a purchase order number, then we know whenever that comes through, it gets that discount. And that's for any organizations, anti-violence organizations, schools, any type of group. So we're extending that to you, and that's a special gift from Bruce George.
And then also I want to say to you, you're doing a great job, and I want to extend to you and the Master Griot Project, Jacqueline, the opportunity to use the book for fundraisers. And so just know that that's definitely something we would love to do with you. And that's
okay.
Set up for you. So,
all righty, that's great. Well, we're definitely going to do it. And we vibe with George on like various different topics. And George also, too, if you want to book him, you can also go to the Master Griot Project. If you go to the booking form, you can also book him through there. So he actually consults with us and works with us, and we also promote him as far as creating a viable industry for the spoken word. When he says he really works on different platforms, he does. So we're out here, like he said, we all have to eat. And, Bruce, it's not money that's the root of all evil. It's the love of money. It's just when you make money your God, you know.
That's
so
as
long
true.
As you understand
true.
Where money is in its place, you know,
mm-hmm.
we're all given, God has given us all gifts and talents, and it's been birthed in us since the dawn of time. And
mm-hmm.
that's our means to navigate this world. So,
that's true. That's
you know,
true.
That's what
true.
It's
yeah,
that's why
right.
we have it. So it's not even
yeah.
money that's the root of all. It's just the love of it. So we
right.
all need to
right.
eat. We've all been given gifts and talents to create a way to eat. So.
Mm-hmm.
That's
yes,
what we're
God
doing.
Also says in, he says in the Bible also, you know, man cannot worship God and mammon.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, I agree with you wholeheartedly.
Yeah, and we need to create these economic paradigms, especially in the black community, because we're the only culture that does not corner some market. And
right.
so,
when you look at real quick, you look at the starving artist syndrome.
Mm-hmm.
And basically that was designed by the powers that be.
Mm-hmm.
To keep our voices out of the mainstream.
Yeah.
As long as you're starving as an artist, you know, we don't have to listen to what you have to say, and it lessens the agitation.
Yeah.
You
well,
know, lessens,
yeah.
it lessens the amount of agitation. So that's what that's all about.
So just to sum up, we're here on the Marketing Mix. I'm marketing about this good book. The word has come from Bruce George himself. Word of mouth. So we need you to tell somebody and have them tell somebody and tell somebody. And how we use the internet to do that, we all have a mailing list. Just forward a message to your friends about the show, because this has been archived for your listening convenience. So within 5 minutes, once the show ends, you will be able to pass it on. So all you need to do is just put a message and ask your friends to please take a moment and listen to this and just share it with someone else. And if we do that, we will pass on. There are very few times, I'm not saying very few times, we probably just don't even realize it, but we need to start owning our own art forms.
Yep.
So it's up to us to own it, to cherish it, to pass it down, and this is our voice, the voice of our youth, the voice of several generations, not just youth, but this is the voice of several generations that are all contemporary. All of these generations in this book are contemporary, so it's a study of the time. So if you really want to know, really want to understand, and even our wonderful caller on the line, and we must give recognition that this platform is provided by the National Black Business Trade Association and Black Business Space, and that's the fam out there that has called in and listening in right now. And Bruce is also a member. We're all members of Black Business Space. Another
Lee Green, definitely.
Another online space, and we're going to do something special even through that this evening with MySpace and Black Business Space. But, again, it's just important for us to support this and in the marketing, understand Bruce is on as many social networks. That's the use of the Web 2.0. And with them, it's viral. You know, you have your widgets. So you can come here to MasterGrioRadio.com, click onto the show, and click on share, and you will get your embedded code. You can embed the code anywhere. So wherever the person is, they can listen to the show. They don't even have to come over to this platform. So we want to, you know, take use of this and use this as the marketing strategy. Now, the book is out in all major bookstores, Amazon, Barnes and Nobles, Borders. It's online, all online bookstores, any bookstores. If you're a Black bookstore and you want to order the book, you can go to softskullpress.com, get the ISBN number, and you get your book order in. We will be doing contact me, Jacqueline Taylor Adams, at 888-846-9811 to schedule book signings. George is not charging a fee to do a book signing at all. You just have to cover, you know, travel, hotel. We'll come out, do the book signing. There's so many contributors to this book that almost in every area there is a contributor. So he will be able to bring other contributors out to the book signing to create a good event for you. So we're just taking this all over. It's a real opportunity to engage. Again, he said position and leverage. Bruce George is the co-founder of Deaf Poetry Jam. And when I say co-founder, no Bruce George, no Deaf Poetry Jam. It was Bruce George's idea and passion that he took to Brother Danny, who was just blessed enough. Danny said, he said, all right, Bruce. He told me, Bruce. He was like, all right. He just was insistent. He just wouldn't let it go.
all right.
So he said, all right. Come on, Bruce. Come on. We're going to do this. And became Deaf Poetry Jam. So,
you know, we all have to have that tenacity. We all have to have that drive. You know, where, you know, at the end of the day that we get what we want. I mean, I'm a child of God. You're a child of God.
Mm-hmm.
You have to have that mentality that you are deserving.
Yes.
You know, God says in the Bible, I will not suffer my children to beg bread. And so it's very, very important that we have that mentality that, you know what, I'm worthy of this, and I'm going to go after this with all fervor.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't care how long it takes, as long as it takes.
Yeah.
And I'm glad, Jackie, that you mentioned the notion of us utilizing our own avenues, you know, print and electronically and different forms of multimedia, because the critic, and you and I know, has always been the gatekeeper to the state, who is the gatekeeper to the ruling class, whether it's the fashion critic, whether it's the literary critic, whether it's the movie critic, you know, they are gatekeepers.
Mm-hmm.
And what you're saying and what you're saying and what you're painting and what you're wearing and whatever fashion you have, if it doesn't fall into the status quo, their goal is to block you.
Mm-hmm.
Bad reviews, through whatever. And so that's why Dead Prez is not going platinum. That's why Mos Def is not going platinum and Common is not going platinum, triple platinum or whatever, because of the fact that they bring a certain message.
Mm-hmm.
That the masses basically don't want them to hear.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And so we need to create our own multi-platinum, you know, our own networks, rather, you know, and platforms, so we can be our own critics and judge with a fair yardstick or measuring stick.
Yeah. Well, we're coming back to continue this. This is an awesome discussion, and you know, the exciting things and opportunities. But again, for, you know, this is the marketing mix, the media mix, marketing madness. So our lesson, you know, is word of mouth and position and leverage. And again, we know who Bruce George is. So, you know, let's leverage that to our opportunity. So we want to just go around and, you know, spread the book. Bruce is traveling with us on the Black Business Space Value Tour. We will be at the LA Black Book Expo. But anywhere else, if you would like to use the book signing to leverage Bruce George and his reputation to bring awareness to what you do, then let's use it. So again, call 888-846-9811. We'll talk about the best way to move you forward with that. And we have whole family behind us. We're coming back again at 10 p.m. this evening to continue this discussion. And we're going to make sure we bring all our networks in, including the what is it, Bruce? What's your network? The Power.
It's www.thepeoplepowernetwork.ning. That's N-I-N-G dot com. So it's www.thepeoplepowernetwork.ning.com. And then my MySpace is myspace.com/Bruce George.
Okay. Now, the callers on the line, since they have blessed us and shared with us, we want them to share who they are. So, Vanessa, can you tell us who you are and how can we reach out to you?
Well, Travel Agent Africa Travel 2008.com.
Okay. Can you repeat that, Vanessa?
Africa Travel 2008.com.
Okay.
Hey,
and
what's
Kamal?
Up, Vanessa? Appreciate
Hi,
you
how
coming
are
on.
You?
I'm blessed. I'm blessed. How are you?
Great. Kamal?
Yes. Kamal, myspace.com/KamalSupreme.
Okay. Spell Kamal for us.
K-A-M-A-L Supreme.
All right. So that's myspace.com.
And can I give a quick marketing suggestion?
Yes.
I believe that the book is a perfect book for a vacation because it's thick and you can lay back and really get deep. I want to take it for a whole day and just read it slowly and absorb
it. That's what's up. That's what's up. They need to know what Kamal means. It's an Arabic name, complete and perfect, if I'm not mistaken.
Definitely, definitely.
Kamal, complete and perfect. So, yeah.
All right, you hear that, Vanessa? So Kamal said it's ideal for a vacation. So you want to use that? He just gave you a marketing strategy.
You lay out on the sand on the beach, or you can lay by the pool, or you can lay on the cruise ship and read it, and it'll be beautiful.
Well,
you know,
I'm going to tell you, Bruce.
Amazing.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you what we're going to do as part of the Black Business Space Value Tour, which you're already on. We are planning a retreat in St. Lucia with one of our other BBS members who's trying to get blacks to come over to St. Lucia to do business. So we're planning a retreat for February of 2009. So everybody, we're going to be on the beaches in February with the Bandana Republic. So just get prepared. So get your book now.
That's what I'm talking about. I mean, I'm going to tell you, I'm so New York. I was in the Turks and Caicos, right? Yeah, I'm in the Turks and Caicos. I got Timberlands on. I'm near the waterfront. And the water scared the hell out of me. I'm like, it was live and alive, and you know what I mean? And I was like, damn, you know what I'm saying? And it was so vast, and I just felt so minuscule. But, you know, I would love to do that over again without my Timbos on. For real. At least put my foot in the water, feet in the water, something, you know?
Real.
I'm real New York, y'all.
AfricaTravel2008.com and give us a shot at the quote. I'm sure if you're going to be doing the travel in St. Lucia and some other locations, you're going to be trying to get the best price.
Oh, that's what's up. Of course, I'm spoiled though. So, but I'm sure somebody will benefit from that. I will definitely take advantage of that and link my people into you so they can definitely get a discount from me.
If they come to you, waive the agent fees. If they say that they were referred by you to AfricaTravel2008.com, then I would probably waive all of the agent fees if they come directly from you.
Wow.
Okay.
I really appreciate that. Jackie, definitely patch me into her because I want to definitely move on that. And just not only that, just really help the sister out in terms of getting her out there, you know?
Okay.
It's not about what you can do for me or what I can do for you. It's what we can do for each other.
Okay. And I'm willing to do that for sure. They mention your name, there's no agent fees.
Okay, great.
I appreciate that.
All right. So also, too, Vanessa, make sure, you know, we all on Black Business Space, so, you know, we can, you know, post that in the forum, you know, all opportunities and on our profile pages there. So how that community behind it connects.
I would be remiss if I didn't say this. I was supposed to be on at 10. A brother is usually on top of his game. I got my signals crossed a little bit. Maybe I'm a little jet-lagged out or whatever, but, you know, I just wanted to thank those callers that came through from the beginning. My sincere apologies for not, you know, being on at 10 sharp. But tonight at 10 p.m., we're going to be back on, thanks to Jackie and the Master Griot Project. So we're going to have fun. It's going to be a nice party of just conversation, you know, and that's what it's all about. So we're going to really set it off tonight at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Okay. Now, Bruce, you know you're making me, I got a celeb event that I got to cut short to be back here by 10. But that's okay. I love
wow.
the event. No, they
wow.
said it's supposed to be over at 8.
I appreciate that.
Yeah,
appreciate
but yeah,
that.
We,
wow.
you know, I've been invited exclusively to Saks Fifth Avenue for the launch of the Fashion Frenzy.
Right.
Another one of our sisters that is going global, does a whole fashion thing out of Tokyo.
You can't do it if you can't do it tonight. Don't.
Oh, no. I honor it because they did say it was over at 8. So by the time you yap.
She just showing off, man.
It's like, yo. You know, it's all good, though. It's all good.
All righty. So we're going to go on. And I just thank everyone for coming by here, Master Griot Radio and the Media Mix Live. And as always,
you gonna bust a note for us? You gonna bust a note for not a nut? You gonna bust a note for us? You gonna bust a quick note for us? For real.
I don't have a note for us.
But seriously, because I like that. I like that note that you hit off.
Oh well, you know. So I just when it hits me, I get in the mood and I just do something crazy.
Okay.
And they liked it, so I just kept the commercial. But
okay, that's
for some.
Okay.
Yeah. So. Like I said, as always, we wish everyone peace and love.
Peace.
We're out.
Thank you.